Joining me in the studio are Ethan Gans Morse with Anima Mundi and Denise Crosby of Uniting for Ukraine to tell us all about the upcoming Ukrainian Fall Cultural Fair. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
So, Ethan, let's start with you. Tell us about your organization and the work of producing this event.
Wonderful. So Anima Mundi Productions is a local nonprofit based here in the Valley. We produce a concert series called the Heart of Humanity Concert Series, and we focus on urgent social issues as expressed by world-class musicians. And this season, we are harnessing the power of music to express the humanity of musicians from Ukraine, Israel, and Palestine over the course of the next year. So we're starting with Grammy winner Nadia Shpachenko. She is a Grammy-winning Ukrainian pianist, and we're offering two opportunities to hear her this weekend, this Friday and this Sunday. And specifically, this Friday is our cultural fair, and for that, we are collaborating with the Ashland Sviatohirsk Sister City Project and with Uniting for Ukraine Rogue Valley.
Okay, so tell me about this name, Anima Mundi.
Yeah, Anima Mundi means the soul of the world. So we are a performing arts organization, and we run a concert series. We also have a philosophy about the role of the arts. We believe that the arts can help bring people into their humanity. And so Anima Mundi, if you look it up, is a very, very ancient expression. It goes back to the idea that the world has a soul, and we believe that the arts are part of the soul of humanity. It's quite philosophical. So we're really excited to kind of put those ideas into expression with our events.
I appreciate that explanation because the name caught me and I was thinking, what does that mean? Denise, tell us about your background, your organization, and why the Ukrainian Cultural Fair is important to our region.
Yes, I'm with United for Ukraine, which began very soon after the invasion by the Russians. And our founder, Scott Banderoff, happened to be lecturing in Europe and made his way to Krakow, which had a family history for him. And he wanted to see firsthand what was happening and was horrified at the numbers and began the organization. So through the beginning, which started in maybe that spring of that first year, we have brought approximately 29 families. We have sponsored them through the whole legal process with our government. And then because we have such a generous community, we were able to raise money to have frequent flyer tickets given to bring the families here. We've been able to offer them shelter, all volunteered by our community, and ESL teaching. The services stepped up, so our social services are now joined hands with the workforce and are really helping these folks become part of our community. And why is it important to have this cultural fair? Because we really want to share with all of our community the richness of this culture, the people. It shows up in their music, their art, their food. And that's what we're doing.
So before we get back to the activities of this important cultural fair, I really want to talk about the families. You said there are 29 of them.
Well, there are 29 that we sponsored. And then because friends know friends and continue to communicate, they found other sponsors in this Rogue Valley. And I think now within the Rogue Valley, we have close to 90 individuals.
Wow.
29 that we sponsored. I know. We, as an organization, view all Ukrainians as under our umbrella as well and offer support. But yes, that's a big number.
So what's the current status of the families? I mean, I can understand welcoming Ukrainian families into our region, but getting them acclimated and then ultimately them finding jobs, the kids being in schools and, you know, to kind of just fold into the fabric of our society, that takes a while.
I think the thing that's the most difficult is after the initial arrival and the basic needs being taken care of, there is this period of time of dealing with trauma. And at the same time that you're dealing with trauma as a refugee, you're also having to acclimate. And the longer that process is, the more I see it, other things come up. Overall, we have a tremendous ESL group that has helped with English. The school districts have stepped up. Schools have, they offer a language with our ESL teachers for additional time. The children, of course, are the first to acclimate, and they have a whole social life and are speaking English fine. The job situation, we have a background of people that are doctors all the way through to the trades and everything in between. They all seem to get their feet underneath them once they get their language skills to a place where they can at least do limited communication. Our organization, or not our organization, but the state of Oregon's workforce has really helped on the ability to take tests to qualify for things that you were already doing in Ukraine through language interpretation. So they're making it. And this is a rich, heart-driven community. I work and speak with folks that have a nonprofit in Portland. Much more difficult on some levels. They continue to say how amazed they are with everything we have accomplished. And really, we're just a board of five people. It's the community. It's all of the folks that have stepped up, and it is really quite remarkable. So people, most people don't want to leave. There are some people, Ukrainians, that are from big cities. They hardly wait to get to a big city, but mostly it's the gentleness and the support and kindness that this community has shown. And of course, we want that to continue and to expand out into the entire county and have an enriched life for us, for we, the citizens, because they do enrich our life.
Well, it's wonderful that you all are doing this work. Certainly, Ashland is an idyllic place. The Rogue Valley and Ashland are not inexpensive places to live.
Correct.
How does that play a factor?
Yes. If you were logical at the moment you were in Krakow, as Scott, you know, was driven by his heart, he probably would have thought of a less expensive place to move these people to. So that is a very big challenge. We have some really generous landlords. Some have picked up the partial on the payment. We have church that have adopted families that are helping supplement. So this period right now are that the Ukrainians are finding their own housing, mm-hmm. and they're getting some supplementation, you know, from sponsoring families that are here, or they are earning enough now. And we do have that. So we have the spectrum going on. We have some free houses offered by the churches that had an extra dwelling.
Okay. And so this cultural fair is part of that process of support and bringing the community together. Ethan, how did you manage to secure a Grammy-winning pianist?
Yeah, it's through Dr. Alexander Tutanov at the university here that we were able to make contact with her. We're really proud. We've actually had at least one Grammy-winning artist on every season of our series, which is now in its sixth year. And if I may, I'll share a little bit about what folks might expect on Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Ashland Unitarian Church on 4th Street for our cultural fair. We're going to have three musical performances. Brilliant local Ukrainian pianist who lives in Ashland, Irina Kudyelina, vocal ensemble Kalinanka, and then our headliner, Grammy winner Nadia Shpachenko, will perform. And then we'll have opportunities for folks to support the Ukrainian community in many ways, one of which we got a grant from the Ashland Food Co-op. So they are providing the raw foodstuffs for our Ukrainian chefs and bakers and treat makers to create and sell goodies. So while the event is completely free, we hope that folks will show up and buy yummy stuff from our Ukrainian community. And since we have the grant support, 100% of the vendor price will go directly to the Ukrainians who are making the food.
Okay, so what's the agenda? Is this one day, 2 days?
This is one day. It's this Friday, the 25th at 6:30 p.m., and that will be our cultural fair that combines food, music, art, and other cultural elements. And then on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the University Music Recital Hall on Mountain Avenue, we have a solo piano recital, a formal ticketed solo piano recital of Nadia Shpachenko. And tickets are on our website at humanitytickets.com.
Okay, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this segment of the Jefferson Exchange. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Ethan. My guests were Ethan Gans Morse with Anima Mundi and Denise Crosby of United for Ukraine. They are co-producers of the Ukrainian Fall Cultural Fair. You can find more information on our website,